your girls again. It's Sierra
and Judy,
and we are Love That For You, back at it with another episode. Sorry we're kind of on a delayed release this week, but it's been a week, okay? Can we...
It hasn't even been a full week yet. It's fine.
It was a week on Monday, okay? Like, I don't know who says what, but Monday was a week in itself.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
Monday has just been... Ever since the full moon happened on...
The full moon on Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
Shit went sideways. Has been such a rough week for me.
I feel like if you're going to dive into that, we should just start with pet peeves. Just let it go.
Let's talk about pet peeves.
Because you're getting into it, and I see it on the list, so I feel like we should just let it flow.
Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah. I'm totally fine with that. Go. I can lead a conversation.
Great. Sierra, the leader.
Follow the leader. So, people in the full moon this week, holy fucking shit, people were on one. They're still on one. I cannot believe all of the people this week. I have been yelled at so much this week. I have not been feeling myself. I just want to hide. Curl up in a ball in a deep, dark cave and never return.
To be fair, at least we don't have to physically see the people that are yelling at us.
You know, at this point, I probably should no longer work with the public because they'll see the consistent eye roll while they're yelling at me, and I might get violent.
Oh, dear. What does Sierra do now? She's the night janitor. She comes in after close.
Punch a bitch out. I'm sorry, Karens. You can sit your ass home this week. This is not your time.
It's never their time. It's never their time. Sorry, but kind of not sorry.
I fucking just can't handle people this week. It's been such a nightmare. They've been absolutely the worst.
Worser than usual. I know that worser isn't a word, but it is here.
I'm pretty sure Monday, since it was the full moon, I checked. I was supercharged, and it's supercharged a week where idiots called in and just were awful, rude. I was told I was worthless this week, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
When they're like, I want to speak to a supervisor, I'm like, same! Where's your manager? I would like to speak to them. Where's your mother? I would like to speak to her. She raised a shit child.
That person would never be speaking to their mother like that.
No, but I will, as the representative. I'd like to talk about Timmy.
So, going forward, anyone that you communicate with on a customer service level, pretend they're your mother. Because...
No.
You wouldn't speak to your mother like that. So, like, don't speak to us like that.
No. Not like your mother. Like grandma. Because at this point, no one respects anybody anymore, including mothers. But somehow grandma is exempt.
That's because grandma makes pie. Love a good pie.
Smashing good time.
Love that for you.
Love that for you. I still need to get you grandma's banana bread.
I know you keep talking about it, and I just still haven't seen it. And guess what happens out of that? The gluten-free muffins that are sitting on my counter.
Oh my god. Let's talk about pet peeves. The thing that is sitting on your kitchen table.
I don't even know why it's still on the counter. I'm not gonna eat them. I had one and I like gagged. I was like, look. It was so bad. But I put chocolate in it this time to try to, like...
Did it fuel it even worse? Was it, like, it's super chocolate?
No, that was the part of it that gave some hope. So, like, you had this really chalky banana bread and then chocolate pieces. It was pretty great.
love that for you.
Just the chocolate part. Not the rest.
I'm so sorry. That would be great rations for, you know, if there was ever an apocalypse. Which may happen, you know.
I could put them on top of my fridge and nothing would happen to them. It's like a McDonald's sandwich. It just doesn't doesn't change.
I think that that would probably be a good idea.
To put them on top of my freezer fridge?
Yeah.
Or just throw them in the trash?
I know we said we weren't really going to talk about the vaccine. I'm hoping that maybe there'll be a zombie apocalypse, because I was hoping for an apocalypse, but they were like, there's a pandemic, and I'm like, zombies! I like zombies. It's really weird. I'm a gamer girl, and I hang out with gamer boys. I'm single, if anyone's listening.
Since dating apps aren't work, let's use the podcast.
I have requirements, though. I'm not just going to pick any nerdy man off the street.
Let's hear them. What is your ideal man?
Someone who is above 6 foot.
You know, people lie.
Yes, I know. You've been lied to and you've been hurt. And I'm so sorry for your I can't even talk now. I'm so sorry that you've been hurt in the past, but 6 foot and above is what I want.
Yes.
Bearded and tattooed, and if you have glasses, that's fine.
If you look like Tom Ellis, we're here for it.
If you are a nerdy Tom Ellis, if you like D&D, that's fine. I've dated D&D boys, I've dated all sorts of nerdy type guys. I don't mind. Honestly,
John is probably the least nerdiest I've ever dated.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Is it?
Is nerdy your type, though?
You know, I don't know if it's my type so much. Is that just what I ended up getting? That sounded weird because I can obviously make my own choices. But what I mean by that is, you know, I like board games. I like to do those things. I'm not a huge D&D person because I never got into it. Actually, that's not true. I did have a boyfriend that was really into it. So I got into it. But beyond creating a character in a world and some other things, not much interest.
Yeah. It's a fun time. But how did we get on this?
You wanted to turn this into a dating game. If you are single and you listen to our podcast, Sierra is available. And she wears a lot of comfy clothes, so you know she's going to be a good cuddler.
I have the tatas for the snuggling.
What did I say about saying funny things while I'm drinking a beverage?
Me, I don't know.
Really? Do you want to have the beverage on you and your iPad and all of the equipment?
Oh my god, that's hilarious. No, don't touch it. If you're going to have liquid come out your nose, could other direction, please?
All right.
Anyway, other pet peeve?
I thought about cleaning the fridge this week, and actually that does not stem from a home problem. It stems from I threw out a pizza in the fridge at work that was 2 months old. So, obviously I didn't open the box. No, it wasn't your mod pizza. I threw that one away before. But it's disgusting, and there's no space, and I'm over it. And the upstairs fridge?
At work.
Pretty sure someone put some fish in there.
Fish stinks.
Remember that one time when someone microwaved it? And we could smell it down the hallway?
Oh my god, the smell was horrendous. Never again.
Never.
R.I.P. to our senses that day. Yeah, no. Just cleaning out fridges in general, it's not my favorite thing to do. I mean, at home I have 4 other people, including, and then, you know, there's me, you know, cleaning out the fridges. It's so hard because then you're like cleaning out the fridge for other people and it's like, Whose is this? When is this?
Don't open it.
That is my greatest concern. And then sometimes things get shoved in the box where science experiments happen.
Did you ever... So when I lived alone before, like in my college days, if I let something sit in the fridge for too long, I would just throw the whole Tupperware away.
We have glass.
Just throw it in the trash. New. Throw it in the glass one.
We would just wash it out. I'd be the one doing it.
Gross. Yeah. I'm not about it. No.
Can we talk about what you put down here as people walking around in public with no shirt on or barely on? Are you talking about men, women, or both?
I think I might mostly be talking about men. And I think it stems from when you and I were out and there was a gentleman. Do you remember?
Was it the shirt that was not able to cover tummy?
Yes. Do you remember?
The pants were under the tummy.
I just like, look, I'm all for body empowerment because I don't want to be that one that like body shames people. But also, I just want you to be aware that like if you feel a chill, it's probably coming from your underbelly. Just like tuck it in.
Save that shit for Walmart.
Exactly. I'm not at Walmart. I want to go into bougie Target and see people fully clothed.
Yeah.
We were not at Target. It would never happen there. It's a very sad time.
You know this bitch went to Target without me?
Today? I do spend, every time I go to Target though, and you're not there, I spend time looking for ghost things now.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww, yeah. You do love me.
Yeah, so there's that. I didn't find anything.
Stop buying shit. I have so much Halloween stuff, though. I have to say, my shelf at home is... I'll have to take a photo of it and send it to you later. But I got the skeleton, like, yoga poses from Trader Joe's with the airplanes. That's super adorable. And then I have my ghost sign from Home Goods with the lights on it. And I have some velvet skulls that I got when I was with you, with John.
Where was that?
Tajay.
Of course.
It was when we had our day with Dryden. And the boyfriend came and met us. And we went to Tajay.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got it.
I got three velvety skulls.
So, I mean, yeah. That's where we're at in life.
But yeah. Ghosts with the most, babe.
All right. Things we're doing with our body.
I would just
go.
A book that way. Okay. Things we're doing with our body. Well, this week's been...
Actually, let's dive into highs and lows because then you can touch on the body thing and it'll make more sense. Okay, what was your high?
This week's been a very shit week for me, so the high has been the fact that I got to sleep.
Very jealous.
I got some more sleep. Last night, I went to bed at 10:30.
Last night, I went to bed at midnight.
I know, which is weird because that's yours. I went to bed at your bedtime.
Yeah, I've been going to bed at like 11, 11:30, 12. It's probably because of like my games, but
yeah,
I'm turning into you.
And I had a migraine this week, so I mean, I turned into Sierra, who I hate. The migraine Sierra, she's the worst. And then I get to hang out with one of, I'm hanging out with you tonight, and then I'm hanging out with another bestie tomorrow night.
Saturday.
Friday.
I thought it was Saturday.
No, Friday.
Oh, I've got to go.
It's been a week. I said that on Monday.
I understand.
Your high for the week, my love?
My high was the change in weather, which is frustrating because it's you're low,
but for different reasons.
I know. I just love fall. I love seeing the leaves fall. I am not going to get carried away and say I want to have a fall wedding in the future, but here it is.
Sam, that energy out in the world. All right.
Look, I'm just saying, if we're talking about manifesting, if we're talking about seasons, like, I'm here for it. The colors, the leaves, it's my favorite. But I just...
Says the person who was just trying to listen to Christmas music.
I wasn't trying to listen to Christmas music.
September.
No, I would like to clarify that on the Roku channel, they have the Yule log all year round. Not a big deal, right? 15 hours of joyous fun. Didn't know it came with music. That was an added bonus. So yeah, turned it on.
Had Christmas music blasphemy. I can't handle it.
I liked it.
I don't like Christmas.
I tried to look for a Halloween Yule log, but it didn't happen, so.
It's fine. I'll recover by doing some sort of seance at home.
Perfect. Oh, dear.
Do a Christmas cleanse.
Right? Plus, the 22nd was officially the first day of fall.
Hey, 22nd.
So, yeah. I said the 22nd.
I don't even know. I heard 21st. I don't even know what's happening.
No, it's okay. But yeah, so it's just been a really great week for weather in general for me.
I
don't have to sleep with the fan on anymore or air conditioning. Mm-hmm. So all in all, love it.
No, it's just the heat.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, your high is also on my low, but for different reasons. I absolutely love it when you have that first rain where you can smell the rain in the air and fall is here. I love, fall is literally my favorite season, but with that being said, the dramatic change in weather for me is not great for my migraine. It really does mess with me, and it makes me miserable, so that is part of the reason why it is on my low, because I was so miserable on, was that Tuesday? Tuesday afternoon, I had to leave work early because I got a migraine to the point where I couldn't see straight and had to have an adjustment done. That even my chiropractor was like, yeah, you're really jacked up right now.
Gosh, I need to go see a chiropractor or a massage therapist.
I need to find a new massage therapist. Oh, I do have to tell you, I don't think I told you. I have an appointment scheduled for physical therapy.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Still think you should get Botox.
Because of all of my wrinkles?
No, for migraines. They use it for migraines.
I've heard that other
they people... They use it specifically for migraines, not specifically for wrinkles in your face, Karen.
I've heard that my Botox helps. I really want to try to exhaust everything before hitting that point. Plus, I already get... I have people who are great at giving opinions of what they think that I should be doing that'll fix all my problems because I'm the person that causes all these problems. So,
who said that you should do it because they should fix them? Wait, because they would fix them?
No, it's like I have people giving me opinions of how I should fix myself because clearly it's me and it's my problem. If I'm like my neck's all jacked up, I'm the problem and that I'm not doing enough and working out or doing other things when they are not.
If someone said that to me, it'd be true about the working out part.
Well, I did feel better when I worked out, but I still got migraines. I mean, I'm not better. I need to get physical therapy and I need to start figuring out other things to... Don't you start with that.
I'm very sorry.
Yawning is contagious.
It's very late at night. This is like a podcast special edition because we felt really bad for not recording this week. So we had to make time for that. And in order to make time for that, yes, Judy is a sleepy bear.
My brother's birthday was on Tuesday.
Jordan.
He turned 23 this week.
You should have got him a 23andMe kit.
No, no.
That would have been funny because 23.
And me? Taylor Swift.
No, 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 that's 22. He's not feeling 22 anymore.
He's done. He's not feeling it. No, and then I had a migraine on Tuesday, so which was my brother's birthday, and then you joined a bowling league.
On Monday.
Monday.
That's in our little, actually, that's in things we're doing with our body this week. Because I'm doing it with my body.
What else would you be doing bowling with?
I don't know.
Well, that's cool that you're doing the bowling thing. I'm the bowler with the bumpers. I'm really hot on a first date. Bowling with bumpers, granny style. Oh, yeah.
I love the bumpers. You can do no wrong then.
But did you use a bumper when you bowled?
No, so league bowling. So... I did break 100 on one of them. No, I didn't. I got 97. I'm a liar.
Real close, though.
So my handicap is huge, which is great, because it still put me at, like, 214 for all three games.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I'm just learning. I have to ask a lot of questions. It's pretty great. But it's really fun. Like, my two fingers were pretty sore after, but I guess you get used to that. And Melissa keeps talking about how, well, okay, we're going to get you a ball. Like, great, so I'm going to get a custom bowling ball, apparently. Like,
that's exciting.
It's exciting.
We love balls.
What a phrase.
Boba balls.
I'm speechless. I didn't expect that.
Bowling balls. We like them. We love this. We need this.
I was a tennis player, so
you
I understand.
Tennis?
Yeah, I played tennis for all 4 years in high school and then the first 2 years of college.
You never told me that.
Yeah. I was on one of the tours for...
You were a tour?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I started out playing doubles, which is actually just really humbling, because if you start out playing singles, you kind of just like, I mean, the game is obviously all about you, but when you play doubles, you just have this humbling factor because the victory is split between both of you, but the loss is split between both of you. Mm-hmm. So it's just this unique atmosphere to play that. So when I moved on to college and I did singles, it was incredibly intimidating because everything came down to you. And I'm not a good loser.
I could see that.
Yeah. That's the Leo in me. I don't like to lose.
It's also, I've seen that hangry side of you and she terrifies me.
Yeah,
she generally gets mad at me quickly.
She's a different kind of thing.
She comes at me like a panther.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. No, I understand. No, but yeah. Used to play tennis. Was real great at it.
I
was number one in Washington, Oregon for a while.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hi.
It's not like I can put it down on my resume or anything. I still have my, like, tennis skirt and my tennis tank top.
I'd love to see you in that.
That was definitely when I was like 22 is like the last time I wore those. So for context, that's 11 years ago. So I've just become a little more full bodied.
Mold to love.
Sure. Sure, sure.
I have never really done anything like that.
Well, now. Now I play pickleball, which is super fun.
Pickleball.
It's with a wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball.
And like paddles.
Paddles.
Like bigger than ping pong paddles, but like same type. And you play on a smaller net like tennis. It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's fun when you get to yell, "Don't get in the kitchen!" Just like things like that.
I don't play sports. Sports are kind of lost on me. If snacks can be a sport, I would be champion. but new.
Let me tell you about the Olympics of snacks I would like to participate in.
We'd like to start an Olympic snacks tournament.
Pirate's booty. I could be that snack.
Oh, the caramel. Booty. Salted caramel.
It's from the Cosmix or something like that. It was really good. I just had it the first time when you brought it over. Yeah, why haven't you brought the coconut one yet?
I need to make sure that you're serious about our friendship first.
Speaking of, what are you eating?
Food?
More specifically, what did you get for food tonight?
Oh, man. Let me tell you. You put it down, and I just ran with it.
It's true.
Quite literally, ran with it. I went to fucking good.
It still sounds so funny.
Fucking good. Oh my god, it was so good. Could say it was pretty fucking good. Pho in Beaverton. Next to my friend, she had introduced me to the Best Baguette. That's next door to
A Bami from Best Baguette.
Their steamed dumplings from that place is amazing. Thanks, Anna. but yes, fucking good. Next to Best Baguette in Beaverton was really great. I've never been. I've heard a lot of places, or a lot of people talk about it, and like I've seen it at other places before, but I've never been, and I love pho. It's
so good. There's a place on 82nd, Hung Far Low.
I'd love to just go on to a pho expedition and find all the funny named ones.
I know.
There's one in Newburgh. I have to look up the name of it, but like there's one in Newburgh.
There's Pholandia.
Just Pho You.
Oh, that's funny.
Just Pho You in Newburgh, and it's just so good.
You know, near the beach, I think near Lincoln City, they have a Thai restaurant, and it's called Thai Me Up.
Yes!
It's really good.
Yes, in Cannon, or no, yeah. Seaside Beach.
Yeah.
So funny. I have to say, I love a good pun.
I know.
Puns are delightful.
I know. And a dad joke?
Oh my god.
Okay. There's your dating advice with Judy. Open with a dad joke or a pun. I told my friend Olivia about this when she asked what she should say. Actually, I think the interaction was that she messed up on something. Like, because on Bumble, you can like send them a question, but she accidentally sent the answer to the question, not the question. And then it turned into, we'll just turn it into a pun. Like, it'll be fine. But, yeah. Punny. It's the way to go.
Punnies are very great. Dad jokes, puns are my favorite.
So good. Hey.
Fantastic.
Why'd the coach go to the bank? Why? To get his quarterback. You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, you know what's really funny is I have, sometimes I get older men, like in their 70s, that call at work, and...
Oh, I thought you were going to say that, like, come at you on the dating sites.
No,
I'm like,
no.
Sierra, like, change your modifications. Gee.
No, oh my gosh, no. When I had at work, I have people who call in, and sometimes they'll be like, hey, you want to hear a joke? And I'm like, sure. I got some good ones. I can't even remember now because
people actually call in and say, do you want to hear a joke?
They'll ask for
I have something. Never gotten those calls.
I've had it like happen like 3 or 4 times now where I have someone who calls in, asks for a very, very simple request, and then they're like, hey, do you want to hear a joke? And I'm like, sure. And they tell me something.
That's weird.
I don't hate it, actually.
Well, yeah, it's probably the only
more,
like positive part.
More about the guy who calls in, he's close to his 70s, and asks me if I'm free that night. That's a little more uncomfortable.
Yeah, I had some uncomfortable ones. And then I moved away and I don't have to talk to people anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm very sorry.
Thanks for abandoning me.
I didn't abandon you. I simmered across the pond.
You know what you did to me? You know what you did? You roasted me. That's right. I said it. There were room for two on that door. But you let me go. I was Jack. There was room for two. And you just...
Have you seen my ass? There was not room for two.
I can't. Just how it's always gonna feel. I was pushed into the icy water below.
By my arse.
By your arse.
Okay, let's be honest, because... I'm sorry. There's been some gain this year. It's been a hard time for me in the door.
It's been hard for me!
Okay, so anyways...
I don't even know where we fucking left off.
We were talking about fucking good. There was three more things to talk about, and then it turned into I left you on the ocean.
I have abandonment issues and commitment issues.
I see you every day. I'm sorry.
Can we talk about my thing now? Because I know fucking good was yours.
You put down potato question mark.
Yes, yes. What potato would you be if you could be a potato?
Who are you asking that to?
You.
I told you earlier.
And our viewers.
I'd be a sweet potato.
A sweet potato.
They're so underrated. Like, when you turn them into French fries, which is literally on my list of what you've eaten, when you turn them into French fries, there's just something so magnificent about them. And you put a little bit of truffle powder on there. Oh my gosh.
See, here's the thing. I think I'd be a tater tot.
Wait. What do you mean?
If I could be a potato.
Like a potato product.
Yeah. Doesn't help.
Oh.
Yes. Like you could be like hash browns or.
Oh my gosh.
Or tater tots or waffle fries.
I would definitely be waffle fries.
I fucking love a good waffle fry.
I would definitely be waffle fries.
Cheeky filet.
I really want some waffle fries now.
Cheeky filet.
Okay, but they don't even have the best waffle fries.
Who do you think has the best waffle fries?
Burgerville. 100%. They are fresh. They are hot. They are Northwest grown. They are delicious.
Now add some truffle. Truffle seasoning on it.
When they do their rosemary shoestring fries, I just want to be like, can you take that stuff? Can you put it on top of the waffles?
I have to say, shoestring fries, least favorite fry.
But that's the thing, is like, I don't like the fry part, love the seasoning.
Correct. I feel like the shoestring is leaving you wanting more, and I...
Well, they put a crap load in it.
They do, but here's the thing.
Not like the 500 rings.
I just want them to be bigger.
That's what she said.
Quite literally.
And now we're back to balls.
Balls. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
What we talk about.
So that was your question about being a potato.
Yeah.
I thought it was about like what variety of potato you'd be like. Like Yukon Gold, or red, or purple, or russet.
First of all, woman, I'm not versed in that much potato knowledge, but I would be a purple one because I like the dark.
Oh, they're called Muzian, I think, Muzian potatoes.
The purple ones?
Yes, yes. The sweet potato variety of the purple are Muzian, I think.
I just nicknamed them as purple and go from there.
I know. Did you know that they have purple cauliflower?
Yes.
It's amazing.
I haven't tried it.
Oh my gosh, I'll make you some. It's so good. Mm. A little bit of that fried up with buffalo sauce. So good.
What was your sweet potato fries thing?
So, on Monday I made sweet potato fries in the air fryer, which is my favorite thing because,
love that for you.
Yeah, it has this weird taste to it. Don't know how to describe it, like a smoky taste after being in the air fryer. It's really good, but I put some of the everything bagel seasoning on the sweet potato fries, so it just takes it up to a whole new level. But I get the one from Costco, the Taylor Farms one, I think.
Okay.
Versus the Trader Joe's one. It's not that I don't like the Trader Joe's one. It just comes in a smaller bottle, and let's be honest, I'm going to blow through that.
The everything bagel seasoning?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I actually got the... I have so many of the bottles from Trader Joe's.
I love them. I know. I have like six of them.
They're so cute.
I love them. And I love that they're a variety of spices. It's not just like garlic.
Right? I love it. Everything bagel seasoning. If you don't have it, Lo Siento.
So nice. Well, and speaking of Trader Joe's, like the peanut butter granola, I ate that in like a full day.
Oh, that we got?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you.
It was so freaking good.
I have to look into that.
It was really good. I even put banana slices in it. Ooh. I'm not a huge granola fan because I always think you have to pair granola with yogurt. And yogurt literally disgusts me on all of the levels.
She does not like yogurt.
I don't like to smell it. I don't like to look at it. There's been some yogurt in the upstairs fridge at work for quite a long while. And I swear if it's still there tomorrow, it's going in the trash from someone else because I'm not touching it.
I feel like we need to play Sarah McLachlan in the arms of an angel.
For yogurt? Absolutely not. It doesn't deserve Sarah McLachlan. Like,
I'm sorry. It is a dairy product and we love dairy.
No.
I love dairy.
I love dairy too, but I like the dairy that people like that's
cheese
not
curds.
Nasty. That's not fucking yogurt.
But it's a cherry. It's a cheese.
I can't get past the smell enough to get it in my mouth.
I don't even know what I just said. Did I say cherry? I was gonna say cheese and then dairy and somehow cherry.
I think
got
you said
involved.
Cherry, but that's fine because it's almost the end of Rainier season for cherries, and my heart is sad. I've only gotten one bag this year.
I haven't gotten any cherries yet. But I love cherries. Maraschino cherries. Could eat them by the bottle.
Are those the ones that you get at the bar with your drinks?
Yes.
I'm like, listen, Greg, can you put 7 in here?
I just want 10. I just want to jaw. Like the Shirley Temples, and like, just keep them coming, Joe.
I go to a restaurant in town where my parents live called Los Dos. Shout out, because they're the greatest. Stefan, he's the bartender. It's a wonderful time. They've been, like, out of cherries for the last few weeks. My heart has been sad. But, dude, when Stefan brings me water, he puts, like, 12 cherries in it.
Shout out to Stefan.
Yeah, it's real great.
Love that for you.
It's a pretty great time. Then I eat all the cherries and I'm sad. Because they're gone.
The night comes. Just as sad as the day.
Oh, my gosh. I think I've told you before, but you can relate everything in your life to a moment in Friends. And if you think I'm wrong, you're wrong.
Correct.
Because
Friends, there's so many things that you can, it is truly the most relatable show out there. I mean,
someone said when you take away the laugh track, it's not very funny. But I think that we don't need that kind of negativity in our lives. And I also think that...
You can fuck right off.
Yeah. And there's also always moments in your life where you're wrong. And that's one of the moments for the people.
Yeah. You can fuck right off.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Like, if you don't like Friends, we don't need you here. Sorry. That was real rude. I didn't mean that.
We came at you real hard. Real aggressive.
I didn't really mean that. I just mean, like, can you just give it a chance? Because...
Look, I'm going to say it right now. Friends is not for you. Maybe we're not the right friends for you.
If Friends isn't for you and you think Seinfeld is something better, then meet me outside.
Meet me at Joe's Crab Shack.
How about that?
Show me the Carfax, okay? Show me the Carfax.
Joe's Crab Shack is closed.
I know, but it's a mutual fighting combat.
Oh my gosh,
state.
Did you see that the yard opened?
I haven't been to
in
the
Vancouver.
Yard.
No. There is a there's a place on the waterfront in Vancouver called The Yard. It was on Shark Tank. Look it up after this. You will love me. It's like colossal milkshakes with a whole bunch of crap in them.
Does that mean that we're going there for our first anniversary?
Do you want to?
Do you want to?
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
So we're going to be coming up here on our 1 year friendiversary.
October 5th.
It's going to be real cute.
It's true. So. Do you know that I was going to start on September 16th, but because of all the bridge construction that they were supposed to have on I-5, I didn't?
Yes. You told me about that because we talked about seniority.
Yeah, I'm not real pleased with that still. If you're listening out there, not pleased with the situation. But I've decided to let it go.
I'm fine.
It wasn't you. It's just
I still work there. Shh.
I know. It's just the person who's in charge of that is not with it. I'm just saying. It really drove me up a wall. I think it only drove me off a wall because, like.
Did you talk about something
different? No. It drove me up a wall because it wasn't even that I was offered a schedule after you. It's that I wasn't even offered a schedule at all.
Well, I'm going to let you know.
I was just skipped.
I know. And I'm so sorry. But let me tell you now, I've been skipped the entire time.
I know.
You've been chosen for higher, better things, and now I'm here by myself.
It's a lateral move.
Lateral my ass. You abandoned me like Rose abandoned Jack.
I think you keep bringing that up, and it's really unnecessary.
Where am I? The bottom of the ocean. Where are you? Living your life with
whoever. You've got your necklace.
Huh?
It floated to the bottom of the ocean with you.
Only 84 years later.
In our goodbye messages at work today, I put the granny gif. It's been 84 years.
Yeah, well.
Because that's how it's spelled this week, so.
It has been 84 years this week. Can we talk about what we're flexing?
Yeah, I'll start. Okay, it's going to be a sensitive topic, but Lula Rich on Amazon,
isn't that
so freaking good. It's about LuLaRue, which is a clothing company. Pretty sure you guys all know because it's taken the world by storm. But basically, the business did a lot of shady things and wronged a lot of people. And they did do a spectacular job on it, but it also kind of makes a wide attack at multi-level marketing companies as a whole rather than like individual ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you don't hear about
corporate stuff like that happening.
The thing is that, no surprise, I worked at Starbucks for 11 years, mm-hmm. so I can talk about it. But that is not a multi-level marketing company, and they treat you like shit. Like, dependent upon who your district manager is or your regular manager, first of all, your regular manager takes credit for everything, which is just super awful. And your district manager doesn't care if somebody is doing blow in the back on the desk, you're creating drama. It's just a lot, and I think that there's drama and there's things that happen in every workplace, regardless of what kind of company your company is. So to call all of the multi-level marketing companies out was just kind of like,
damn.
It was a pretty low blow. Because what LuLaRue did specifically is so different than what other people are doing and experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
They used to talk about like Mormonism and things like that at their conferences. And they cut out a policy that was really important to their employers and upper line. And it's just like other multi-level companies aren't doing that. So it was really weird to see that as kind of like a whole, well, this is what we're doing because everyone's the same and everyone's a pyramid scheme.
I have to watch that. Where is it on?
It's on Amazon Prime. It's really good.
Mm.
If anything, the owners are really funny.
That's good.
Yeah, but they got sued in 2019 from the state of Washington and just now ended arbitration. Like, I think that's what just ended in, like, February of 2021.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time. Because
that's how much diving and they had to do, and then COVID happened. Okay, what's one of yours?
I want to go with Only Murder in the Building. Murder? Only Murders in the Building, I guess the name of it, technically.
Yeah.
On Hulu. Oh, my God. It's so good. So funny with Steve Martin, Martin Shore, and Selena Gomez. And I'm just obsessed with the dynamic. I mean, Selena Gomez, me. I'm sorry. Her role in this is not my favorite of Selena Gomez. I feel like I've seen her in better stuff.
Yeah, Wizards of Waverly Place.
She was great in that, okay?
That was definitely her cup of tea. I think this is just like the first really adult role we've seen her in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a mindset change.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. But I have to say, the Steve Martin and Martin Short combo.
Man, they are great.
Fucking delightful.
So great. Plus, the guy from Mousetrap is in it.
Nathan
Not
Mousetrap. Lane?
Matilda. Mousetrap. Yeah, Nathan Lane.
Fucking love Nathan Lane. When I saw that, I got so excited. Nathan Lane is probably one of my favorite, like, male actors. He's probably one of my, like, top 10.
I love Paul Giamatti.
Who?
Paul. He was in Big Fat Liar. Not Big Fat Liar.
I feel like I probably want to see a face.
Big Liar.
I'm not very. I mean, if it's not, like, a really well known person, I.
No, I understand.
But, Nathan Lane, I probably my favorite role in Nathan Lane was when he was in The Producers and when he was in Birdcage. Oh yeah, Paul's been in like a lot.
Yeah,
he's great. What a gem.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I think that it's. There's just some actors that can do really well, and there's Nathan Lane who can just do such a great job in so many roles.
Have you
seen Birdcage?
Of course.
I just recently first discovered Birdcage, and I loved it. Nathan Lane's role in that was probably my favorite.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, I started Love on the Spectrum on Netflix on Monday. It is probably one of my favorite shows so far. It's kind of like, I don't even think it's reality TV per se, but these different programs and people come together to help people who are on the spectrum find love. And it's just, first of all, it's a very heartwarming series. And second of all, it's like Marcus in it is, he's so funny. And I don't know. I just really love it. It's heartwarming. It's fun to watch. It's easy to watch. And it's like my go-to thing now.
I'll have to start that.
It's really good.
Because right now I'm...
Oh my gosh.
I finished...
I think that we should talk about it and let them know. That you've never seen Bridgerton.
Okay. Shots fired. I don't feel like I need that. At me.
I'm sorry. I need the world to know because...
Why do you need the world to know?
I just...
Shots have been fired.
It was like a pandemic frenzy and everyone watched Bridgerton and...
Yes, and I'm an Aquarius.
So good.
I'm an Aquarius. There are certain things that I jump on trend and there are things that I don't jump on trend.
If it was on TikTok, you'd be all over that.
It has been on TikTok. I have not been on it.
That's odd.
It's not odd. I'm an Aquarius. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. Sometimes wandering
Aquarius,
by yourself.
Aquariuses are leaders?
Yeah, they don't follow. They're not followers. They set the trend. I'm sorry.
What do you think I am?
You are also a leader.
Yeah, so why are you saying I don't set the trend?
You set it much faster than I do. If it becomes more popular, then we Aquariuses hang back, generally. And then we'll become on the trend. Either we sometimes can join the trend, sometimes we start the trend, or we start it later. Oh. Or we're ahead or we're behind.
Maybe.
I mean, my family has always teased me about my love of black and white, and they teased me. They used to call me like lesbian lumberjack when I used to love wearing flannels, because flannels rock. We live in Oregon. Flannels are comfortable. Men's flannels.
I own so many flannels.
Exactly. So then I can't remember who started with the flannel, but then all of a sudden everyone in my family had flannels, and I was like, y'all look like lesbian lumberjacks.
It's so rude.
And then they tease me about my love of black and white. What color is our theme moving forward?
Speaking of lesbians.
Let's be honest.
Good phrase. There is a country singer. Well, she's like a country singer cross that just came out. Her name is Lily Rose. You've got to check it out. I'm going to play the I Don't Smoke song for you after this pod.
Okay.
Holy. It's so good. It's so catchy. I don't know what it is, but
I'm down.
She's talking about how she's like one of the first openly gay women in country music. So it's just kind of an interesting journey anyways to follow her.
Yeah.
But like her music is actually really good.
Her music?
Her music.
I like it.
But
music.
Anyways.
But yes, I have now officially caught up on all of the episodes for Nine Perfect Strangers. Dude. What?
Is it scary?
No, it's not scary.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is it suspenseful? Because I don't like that crap either.
A little, but not bad. I have really bad anxiety, and when it becomes too suspenseful, I have to, like, pause it, walk away. I have to do some sort of jig where I'm like, ugh, nope. Like, I shake my hands, I'm just like, nope. I have to walk away, and I have to watch something different, and then I'll go back to it. That's the type of, like, anxious person that I am when I watch stuff. I didn't feel like that.
I don't think you should be allowed to wear your Fitbit during those moments.
I'll wear your Fitbit.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that I have anxiety. And, I mean, I don't know, maybe I have a heart problem. I'm not sure.
I'll be running on the treadmill and still my blood pressure is like 102. And you'll be sitting in a chair and your blood pressure is right now what?
I'm at 95.
And I'm at 83.
Yay. It may be more of a larger scheme issue. My mom has heart issues, and so...
Well, I don't want it to be a health issue. I just like making fun of you because you sit in a chair and all of a sudden you have 800 active points.
Okay. That was over a period of time.
A period of 3 days.
More like a day.
Over a period of 3 days, I'm lucky if I can get 22.
Yeah, but the thing is I went from working at the office, having to pack up all my stuff, having to get lunch, having to then come to your house, and then having to come set up all my work stuff, and then eat my food, and then get back on work. This is exhausting. Where's my heart right now? I'm good. We haven't hit the hundreds yet.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
I also stop breathing. We talked about this in the last one.
Yeah.
But that's someone who has anxiety problems. That's me. And someone who also gets migraines. I also forgot to mention, too, because we kind of like dove into the next thing, but like migraine checklists.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else gets migraines, if anyone has any suggestions. I have a checklist that I have to go off of now at this point, because I'm always concerned that, like, I'm not doing the right thing. On Tuesday, I got a migraine. I started checking things off the list, which was... Where's my minimalist? I did not do half of the things that I needed to do today. I went to go see a movie instead. Get an adjustment, Excedrin. I got this ice cap from Amazon. Highly recommend. Ice pack for my neck. I just freeze the shit out of my neck, like my head and my neck. Let's see. Migraine meds, neck stretcher, all sorts of stuff. Shower, spicy food. I've read that spicy food and ginger and salmon and tuna is good, like with the omega-3s. It's supposed to help get rid of that.
Just like.
And then watermelon.
Get some water and put some sriracha in it.
And then watermelon. Okay. Weirdest. Do you like watermelon?
Yeah.
My mom doesn't like watermelon, so I always have to ask now. Have you ever tried watermelon and cinnamon? Delightful.
No, but like watermelon with some balsamic vinegar and some leeks is really good. Like a little salad.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. But like cinnamon. You should try watermelon and cinnamon. It's so good. My mom, who hates watermelon, loves this.
That's weird.
Tajin also is really
good. Oh my gosh, don't get me started on
I
that.
I tried the mustard.
I could literally just pour it into my mouth.
I tried the mustard watermelon trend that was on TikTok for a hot second.
I'm sorry. Worst. Hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a trend.
Hold up.
Yep.
You are not telling me that you took watermelon and put mustard on it.
Sure did. I wanted to see what the hype was. It wasn't the worst. It wasn't my favorite. Once I discovered the cinnamon.
I think that I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
It sounds gross.
I'd rather eat yogurt. I'm never trying things with you from TikTok.
I'm sorry. You're going to try stuff with me on TikTok. We'll gauge your level.
I don't think so.
I was just curious.
Oh, yes. But yeah.
I was curious. I want to try. There's one with honey now. Honey and watermelon, and that sounds good.
It's not even watermelon season.
No.
I know.
I know. Do we want to, what else we?
I mean.
We've talked about what we're flexing. We've talked about what we're doing with our bodies. Pet peeves. What we're
eating.
It's
always funny when you talk about what we're doing with our bodies. Well, I'm eating and breathing and sleeping, so. Whoa, and you're boob dancing.
Thank you.
She's single.
Looking to bingo.
Oh, dear. I'm telling you, if I had tall friends, I would totally hook you up. I'm sorry for the short guys I know that are great people.
I'm not saying short people aren't great, too. I just, first of all.
No, I know. I'm just saying your standard for someone tall, like, I can't offer you that. I can offer you someone 5'7" who's a great person.
I'm so sorry. I can't accept
that. I know.
They need to be 6 foot to ride this
Even
ride.
The other person is 5'8", so, like, I can't.
They need to be 6 foot and above
you.
To ride this ride.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, when it comes, I'm like roller coaster standard. I'm like, if you're not this high, this tall, you cannot ride.
I know. I don't know what to do. If you want, I'll hold your bumble for a little bit and swipe and swipe and swipe. I'm good at that.
You know, it's always my friends who are taken that are great about like helping me swipe. They're all excited, and they're like, I don't do this anymore. And
I just know your type, so
other.
Like.
Well, yeah. But it's just funny that.
Yeah.
More people are more excited about my dating life than I am.
I thought you were going to say than their own.
No, I've had a lot of really great friends who are just super excited and trying to help me get someone.
Yeah.
That they're willing to swipe on my stuff for me. And they're like, oh, this is fun. I haven't done this in a really long time. And, you know, it's like, go for it. I don't fucking care. Just don't pick anyone ugly.
My boyfriend just doesn't have any tall, single friends. Or else.
Then what is he worth? I'm joking. We love him. We love this for you.
Okay.
I just need him to do better. Go out there and make friends with the giants.
For Sierra.
For me in particular. Scout them out.
Oh dear.
Are you single?
Are you single?
Looking for a weirdo who's throwing around BDE right now.
Oh dear. I've gotta go.
Well, speaking of gotta go, is there anything else that we want to talk about on the pod?
I don't think so. Probably not until next week when we've discovered new things.
Yeah. I'm super excited for you to start. I think you need to start Nine Perfect Strangers, and I'll start Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, perfect. And then we'll cross-contaminate? Cross-examine next week.
Oh my gosh, I gotta go.
And then I think we need to do that.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be super.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us again on a fun podcast. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.